Finally the season when everybody's caroling. Peace on earth, goodwill to everyone. Children all having fun, waiting on Santa to come. With a bag full of Christmas cheer, it all goes by so fast. If only I can make this last.
Promises feels like a million miles away. The endless span from God to man grows wider every day. A price too great for mortal man to pay. Yet in the darkness see, Messiah's guiding light, a star of mercy shining like a diamond current bright. And every beam that falls to earth helps to clear this noble's birth. Healing comes and Mary's baby cries. This is a night of hope. Fast asleep, all unaware the Prince of Peace has brought to go between. Creator King, ancient of days, and lowly manger lays. Now fallen man can once again be free. Oh, sacred night, oh, glorious night, oh, holy night divine. Faith now restored, be now reborn by heaven.
Okay. a bushel of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime and jingle bell rhyme. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square.
In the frosty air, what a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time, it's a swell time to go gliding in a one-horse sleigh.
Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up a beat. Jingle around the clock. Mix and a mingle in a jingling beat. That's a jingle bell rock.
We're rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see, every couple tries to stop. We're rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly. Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone's dancing merrily. Is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for home. Lights turn away down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm.
Still be fine.
As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
The first Noel, the angels did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they laid in fields.
Lay down.
sweetheart.
The stars in the sky look down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the one.
Now, come on, somebody. You guys enjoying the production so far? My goodness. Whew. Look, I love hearing that. My name is Nathan. I'm one of the pastors here. I want to first say Merry Christmas to all of you. And then from everyone who calls Northwoods home, we want to officially welcome you here to the Christmas production and say thank you for joining us. You see, here around Christmas time at Northwoods, this is not just one of our favorite times of the year because we get to do a big production. It's because we get to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. And he is the one this is all about and for. So thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us in the celebration. Yeah. Now look, look. Okay, if I was in your seats, usually I'm the guy that, you know, I want the announcements to just hurry up and get done. I want to get back to the action. So I'm going to be brief, I'm going to be bright, and then I'm going to be gone. But first, I got a few important things I need to let you know about. So I want to see a show of hands. Who in here owns a phone? Now, come on. That should be like everybody. Okay. I want you to pull your phone out right now. Okay. Pull it out. And then what I want you to do is download the Northwoods app onto your phone. Because when you do that, you're going to get access to our playbill for the production. It's got all kinds of insider information in it that you're going to want to know about, okay? So make sure you download that, get that on your phone. And then I'm sure that most of you, you already have your holiday schedule locked in. But today, I want to recommend to you a few things to kind of take that holiday schedule to another level. So first, on December 24th, here at Northwoods, we have a special Christmas Eve service at 6 p.m. We want to invite all of you to come back for that. It's the perfect way for you and your family to prepare your hearts going into Christmas. And then once all the Christmas craziness is done, okay, the very first Sunday of the year, New Year's Day, we're going to have church at home, which means you can literally join us from home. You can be coffee in hand, pajamas on. You don't even got to go out into the cold at all. It's the easiest church service you've ever attended in your life. So there's no excuse, all right? We want to see you there joining us from your phone, your computer, your smart TV, whatever works best for you. And then when we finally get into January here at Northwoods, we're going to be kicking off a brand new message series called House of Prayer. Now, who in here knows what that message series might be about? Just shout it out. Prayer. Wow. Good job. Good job. Proud of you guys. Yes. Prayer. The whole month we're talking about prayer, and we're going to do that in conjunction with our 21-day fast we do every year as a church. Side benefit of that is we get to detox from all the Christmas cookies. Okay. And we're going to be giving also daily devotional videos, and we're going to kick off a 2023 Bible reading plan we're doing as a church. So I believe we have, there we go. Boom. QR code for you. Pull out that phone again. Just pull out that camera, okay? Tap that QR code, and that's going to get you linked into that Bible reading plan for 2023. Perfect way to kick off your year reading with all of us, all right? Now, one last thing for you, and that's giving, okay? First, I want all of you to know there is no obligation for you to give, all right? No obligation, because our heart is to give this production to you as a gift to you and your family. However, I know there are some of you here today who you may feel led to give. And so I want to make sure that I take time to say thank you to those of you that are choosing to give. All right. Again, no obligation, but thank you to those of you that are giving, whether by app, by text, online, at the drop boxes. It's your giving that allows us to do the production. It's your giving that allows all the ministries here at Northwoods to happen. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We're glad each of you are here. Now look, prepare yourself, okay, for this next number. Our founding pastor, he came all the way back here to Peoria out of sunny Florida just so he could sing you some Southern gospel. So give it up for him.
Look up, fear not, the angel said, be Behold, the Messiah's come, the one of whom you read. As they spoke to Mary that day, the heavenly hosts around the throne joined in to say, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, the goodwill to men. Heaven, the angels announced his arrival in the little town of Bethlehem. Hallelujah to the Lord, sing holy, he was born to save the world from sin. Glory to God in the highest glory, hallelujah to the Lord, amen. His name is Jesus and you'll find him in a manger filled with hay. He's come here as a baby, but he'll rule the world someday. Let heaven and all nature lift their voices now and sing. His name is Jesus and he is the newborn king.
In the field, but soon the sky was filled with angels high above the hills. They told about a baby that had come to save all men. He's in a lowly stable in the town of Bethlehem.
His name is Jesus, and you'll find him in a manger filled with hay. He's come here as a baby, but he'll rule the world someday. Let heaven and all nature lift their voices now and sing. His name is Jesus and he is the newborn King. Fear not, I bring to you glad tidings of joy. Behold, in Bethlehem, a sweet baby boy. Sent down from heaven, hallelujah, he's Lord. Fear not, I bring to you glad tidings of joy. Yeah.
2,000 years have come and gone since that dark night. But this troubled world of ours could still use a light. Christians need to let them know the Savior has come. Jesus came and conquered fear. Let's tell everyone,
fear not, I bring to you glad tidings of joy. Behold, in Bethlehem, a sweet baby boy. Sent down from heaven, hallelujah, he's Lord. Fear not, I bring to you glad tidings of joy. Glory to God in the highest,
peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Heavenly angels announce his arrival in the little town of Bethlehem. Hallelujah to the Lord, sing holy, he was born to save the world from sin. Glory to God in the highest glory, hallelujah to the Lord, amen.
hearts unfold like flowers before thee. Hail thee as a sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness. Drive the dark of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with light. Fill us with the light. Oh, I need you to fill us with the light of day.
Joyful glory, adored thee. In my life, I'd put none before thee. So this is the youngster I came to know. That you was the only way to go. So I had to go and come to an understand that I'm down with the king and surround the men. That you tell me who you're down with to see. Cause all I know is that I'm down with G.O.D. You're down with G.O.D.
Yeah, you know me.
You're down with G.O.D.
Yeah, you know me.
You're down with G.O.D.
Yeah, you know me.
You're down with G.O.D.
Everybody, come and join the chorus. The mighty, mighty chorus.
Truck tires down a snowy road. That's the sound of coming home. That's what we need right now. This world could use a little healing. Our hearts could surely use something to believe in.
Grandpa reads from the book of Luke. That's what it's all about. Red salvation. nation army can. Reaching out a helping hand, looking after your fellow man. That's what it's all.
I played my trombone.
I played my best violin.
Bum 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 bum. Then he smiled at me.
where we go. And help us to be
advent, all awaiting him. this mystery in a manger. Heaven's grandeur in Bethlehem. His name will be light of the world. His name will be Almighty God, Jesus Christ our King, Prince of Peace. Behold the Lord. Of angels, Yuletide offerings, break the silent night. Every kingdom on his shoulders, he will reign now forevermore. His name will be light of the world. His name will be Almighty God, Jesus Christ our King, Prince of Peace. Behold the Lord of
Saturday night crew, how you all doing tonight? That's good to hear. I'm glad y'all made it in. Hope the roads weren't too bad out there. We had a lot of fun at our 4 o'clock right before you, and we actually had someone propose at the end of the 4 o'clock out in the atrium, and I heard she said yes. So congrats to them. And again, we are so glad to have you here with us tonight. We really hope that this is our gift to you. And again, it's just so great to be with you. And it's that time of year when we're all thinking about gifts. Christmas and gifts go hand in hand. And as I was thinking about gifts, I came across recently a rather humorous letter written by author and speaker Max Lucado. And he wrote an open letter to wives on behalf of husbands. So husbands, I'm going to help you here tonight. And ladies in the house, wives, we'll still be friends at the end, I hope, okay? So he said in his letter, "Dear ladies, we know you mean well, and we know you think you know best, but enough is enough. We have suffered in silence for too long, and having shared our pain with each other, we husbands hereby step out of the shadows and we open up our hearts. This year, as you shop for our Christmas gift, please don't buy us what we need. We know we need to smell better and look nicer. We know you like us in warm pajamas and new underwear. But we do not know what to say when we open these gifts. How can you fake enthusiasm over house slippers? How can you look happy holding a nose hair trimmer? We've lied long enough, and for the sake of integrity on Christmas morning, we offer this guidance. As you look at any potential gift, ask yourself, can he play with it? Does it swing, bounce, shuffle, cast, roll, or shoot? Can you find on it a trigger, grip, ripcord, or stick shift? Does it consume oil or dog food? Does it have a big screen and remote control? If it does, buy it immediately. It doesn't matter if he already has one. This is no time to be practical. When considering an item of men's apparel, ask yourself, is it brown and green and rain resistant? You can't lose with any garment that is, but realizing that many women prefer to shop anywhere except the hunting department, we offer these two questions. Does it make him look cute? Does it make him look like a hunk? If it makes him look cute, drop it immediately. If it makes him look like a hunk, buy two. And when all else fails, ask this, can he eat it? No, the question is not, can you eat it? Or do people you know, other humans, eat it? Don't occupy yourself with these trivialities. The question is, can he eat it? The answer is affirmative. Consider yourself on safe ground. So in closing, we extend this offer. If you will buy us what we want, we will do the same for you. And without revealing any details, we will tell you this. A large vacuum cleaner company has offered us a group discount. And you thought we were insensitive. No need to thank us. Signed, your husbands. Christmas and gift giving. They are associated, and for good reason. And for just a moment tonight, I want to share with you five gifts God gives that are available to every one of us. Now, these aren't like gifts you're going to find wrapped under the Christmas tree. These five gifts that I want to talk to you about tonight come embodied in one person, Jesus Christ. And around this season, you know, we talk about it as being the most wonderful time of the year. But the reality is, for some of us here tonight, you would not describe this Christmas season like that. Maybe for you, you would say it's the most painful time of the year. Maybe you would say it's the most stressful time of the year. Maybe you would say it's the most dysfunctional time of the year. When you get all these families together, it's just dysfunction everywhere. Some of you tonight are contemplating the loss of a loved one. Some of you here have maybe just received a discouraging report from your doctor. Some are walking through a failed marriage, a job loss, or financial pressure. Maybe you have a child that just won't be coming home for Christmas this year. And if that's you tonight, I just want to take a moment to stop here. I just felt the Lord put on my heart this morning to stop and pray. And so if that's you, if you would say, you know what, I'm here, and it is, I would not describe this season as the most wonderful time of the year. I want to ask you to put your hand up because I want to pray for you. I wonder if there's anybody here. If that's you and you would say, that's just me, it's the most painful time of the year right now. Just go ahead and put your hand up. It's okay. I see your hand. And the Lord sees you. And I want to pray for you right now. So Lord, I thank you that you are the God of all comfort. And I thank you that in the Bible it says you are the God who sees us. And so Lord, I pray that right now in this moment, you would go and touch every person at the moment, at the deepest place of their need, Lord. I thank you that you are our provider, you're our healer, you're our victory, you're our peace, you're our righteousness. And so, Lord, I just pray your peace, and I pray that the joy of the Lord would be our strength tonight. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now listen, if that's you, I don't want to make in any way make light of what you might be going through tonight, but I want to tell you that even in the midst of what you may be experiencing, you have cause for great joy. And this can be the most wonderful time of the year because of the five gifts God gives that are available to you. Let me read you a short passage of scripture that speaks of these gifts Jesus embodies. It says in Isaiah 9:6, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." See, when you open your life to Jesus, let's talk about the first gift that he brings. It's gift number one, is the gift of counsel. It says he is the Wonderful Counselor. Now, I've realized this in my life, that anybody can give you counsel. But not just anybody can give you wonderful counsel. You ever receive some less than wonderful counsel from somebody? I'm sure we could go around the room and share stories. You know, growing up, I got a lot of less than wonderful counsel from my older sister. Thank God for those older siblings. Like the time in middle school, my sister Catherine came to me and said, "You know, I think you would look really good if you let me highlight your hair." Okay, well, you know, older sister knows best. Sure, go ahead and highlight my hair. Highlights my hair. You want to know what my nickname was the next day in school? Strawberry Cream Saver. I wanted to shave my head as soon as I heard that walking into school. You know, we've probably all been on the receiving end of some not so wonderful counsel. But with Jesus, he brings the gift of counsel that isn't just wise, but wonderful. And when I read the word, I can't find one situation where Jesus gave some bad advice or led someone astray. I can't find one situation where someone came to him with a problem. He said, "Ooh, that's a tough one. I'm going to have to refer you to a professional on that." Why didn't that happen? Because in Jesus lie all the treasures of wisdom, understanding, and counsel. And if you're here tonight and you'd say, "I don't know what the next step for me is. You're facing a decision. I don't know what to do." Turn to Jesus. He is the Wonderful Counselor, and he will counsel you in the path he would have you walk. So Jesus brings with him the gift of counsel. He also brings with him the gift of capability. You know, when you Google the definition of capability, it says the power or ability to do things. And that passage we read goes on to say that he's Wonderful Counselor, he is Mighty God. And this speaks of his power and ability to accomplish his purpose in this world and in our lives. He brings with him the gift of capability. Have you ever said the words, "I'm just incapable of doing," and you fill in the blank? "I'm just incapable of that." You know, my beloved Green Bay Packers, they're saying that right now about winning. They're incapable of it. Now, no clapping. Now you might say, "I'm incapable of kicking that habit. I'm incapable of changing. I'm incapable of digging myself out of this hole of depression." We've probably all thrown around statements like that. But the good news is that when you surrender your life to Jesus and invite him to be Lord of your life, he comes as the Mighty God. And his Holy Spirit comes and takes up residence in you. And the Holy Spirit empowers you to live the life he designed for you. Empowers you to kick that debilitating habit, empowers you to overcome that addiction, empowers you to change for the better. I've seen it happen in my own life and in the lives of countless others in this church. Jesus brings with him the gift of capability. He also brings with him the gift of care. That passage said he's the wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father. What's that mean? Well, it not only means that he is eternal, but also that he embodies the characteristics of a father. He is father-like toward us. Now, let's pause for just one moment, because for some of you here tonight, your earthly father has not been the father you hoped they would be. And so when we talk about the characteristics of a father, you might think, well, absent, brash. Maybe you think tyrant, workaholic, abusive. But understand, those might be characteristics of your earthly father, but they are not the characteristics of a heavenly, of an everlasting father. This is why I say care, because he cares for us as a provider. He cares for us as protector. He cares for us through his love. This is why it says in 1 Peter, give all your worries and cares to God. Do you have some worries and cares tonight? Give them to the Lord. Why? Because he cares about you. He sees you and he cares for you. So he brings the gift of counsel, capability, care. And then this fourth gift is what I'll call the gift of calm. The passage goes on to say he is the Prince of Peace. Now, I'm not going to spend a lot of time here, but I'll say that when you grasp the realization that he is in control and that your life is in his hands, when that gets from your head to your heart, it'll calm whatever is going on inside of you. Not only does he have the power to calm the storm around you, and sometimes he does, maybe not always, but you know what? He can always calm the storm. He will always calm the storm inside of you. He brings the gift of calm. Now, these first four gifts are all fringe benefits, but the greatest gift that comes to your life through Jesus is what I'm going to call the gift of cancellation. Now, please hear me. I'm not saying that Jesus came to cancel you. That wouldn't be a gift. What I am saying is that Jesus came to cancel your sin. At the beginning of that passage, it says, to us a son is given. Given, that's gift language. Why was he given? Look at what it says in Colossians. It says, you were dead because of your sins and because your sinful nature was not yet cut away. Then God made you alive with Christ, for he forgave all of our sins. And then it says he canceled the record of charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross. See, the Bible makes the case that because of our sin, we are separated from God. And therefore, not only are we spiritually dead, but we will someday experience eternal death. That's separation from God forever. And apart from Jesus, we have no way of saving ourselves. But some think, well, you know, if I just do enough good things in my life and I get to the end of my life and the good things I've done outweigh the bad, well, then I'll be good. I'll be in heaven. I'll be good. Reminds me of the story my dad used to tell. I probably heard it 100 times, of a man who died, went to heaven and was met at the pearly gates by the apostle Peter. So Peter says to this man, okay, here's how it works. You need 100 points to make it into heaven. You tell me all the good things you've done, and I'll give you a certain number of points for each item, depending on how good it was. And when you reach 100 points, you get in. So the man's thinking, okay, I got this easy. All right, so here's the first one. I was married to the same woman for 50 years, and I never cheated on her, not even in my heart. Peter goes, man, I love it. So great to hear that. 3 points. 3 points. Dude's like, I'm pulling out the big guns early. 3 points. Goes on, well, I guess I attended church all my life and supported its ministry with my tithe and service. So good, says Peter. So good. That is certainly worth 1 point. You're up to 4. And it's thinking, okay, I started a soup kitchen in my city and worked in a shelter for homeless veterans. Terrific, said Peter. I'll give you another two. And finally, the man just flies off the handle and goes, 2 points. I'm at 6, and that's like what I thought I would have been in by now. And he says, at this rate, the only way I get into heaven is by the grace of God. Bingo, says Peter, come on in. It's by the grace of God. See, God's word teaches that God in his grace sent Jesus into this world to forgive and cancel sins. And he was nailed to a cross, and God placed my sin, your sin, past, present, future on him, and he paid the price for it. And 3 days later, he was raised to life. He is alive today, offering forgiveness from the penalty of sin and freedom from the power of sin to all who will call on him. And those who do will not only have the record of their sins canceled, but they will live forever with him someday. So let me ask you a question. This is an important question. Has your sin been canceled? Has your sin been canceled? Jesus brings the gift of cancellation. Now, as I said, all these gifts, counsel, capability, care, calm, cancellation, are all gifts that God gives. And every single one of these gifts is available to you. But just because it's available to you does not mean it's yours. Why? Because like any gift, you have a choice. You can either reject it or reach out and receive it. So the question becomes, do you want to open your heart and receive Jesus Christ as your Savior and welcome the gifts he brings to your life today? You might ask, well, how do I reach out and do that? Well, you reach out and receive through faith. It's just a word that means trust. And so if you would say, that's me, that's my desire tonight. I have no way of paying for my sin on my own. With every head bowed around the room right now, this is a holy moment. And if you would say, I want to open my heart to Jesus Christ and invite him to be the Lord of my life, I want to lead you in a prayer. And you just pray with me. You say, Jesus Christ, I admit that I'm a sinner in need of the forgiveness only you can offer. So today I repent of my sin and I reach out by faith and I place my trust in you and I choose to follow you from this day forward. Thank you for these gifts that I now possess, and I ask that as your Holy Spirit comes to take up residence in me, that I would be filled to overflowing with your precious Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Friend, if you prayed that prayer tonight, that, you know, the Bible says that all of heaven is rejoicing at the decision you made. I want you to know that I am so proud of you. That is the greatest decision you will ever make. And as a gift to you, if you opened your heart to Jesus tonight, we have what we call a yes packet. And I want you to grab one of these on your way out tonight. You'll find them on tables in the lobby. It's a new believer's Bible, and it has some helps to get you started in your relationship with Jesus Christ. So please pick one up if this is the first time you've opened your heart to Jesus. And if you don't have a church, we would love to have you come join us here at Northwoods. And then for the rest of us, for all of us really, we on your way out tonight, we also have a gift for you. And we've just kind of put together a wooden Christmas tree ornament. We'd like for everyone to have one. And I hope when you hang that on your tree, it has the Isaiah 9:6 verse, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God. I hope that when you see it, it will always remind you of the gifts that come to us through Jesus Christ. So please pick one up on your way out tonight. Now listen, we got one more song and we got to close this thing out on a bang tonight. All right, so if you would, let's get up on our feet and we're going to sing one more song. Because when you know Jesus, you just got to go tell it. Go tell it on the mountain.
and brought us our salvation that blessed Christmas morning.
Man, it was so good to be together tonight. And hey, will you help me and just say thank you to all of them tonight? Thank you. So good. So good. Listen, so great to have you here. If you opened your heart to Jesus, make sure you pick up a yes packet on the way out. Make sure you drive safe. And from all of us here at Northwoods, we just want to say Merry Christmas. Love you guys. Have a great night.